You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Many South Africans have suffered deeply through this pandemic, but one thing that can't be taken away from us is how we respond in times of crisis. And focusing on doing the best that we can with what we have and planning ahead to secure our futures is something that we can do to regain control of our lives and our financial futures. And investing your hard-earned money tax-free is one such opportunity during hard times. It's really now down to us to take advantage of our annual tax-free allowance. The new tax year began on the 1st of March, and every tax year you get a valuable perk from the government to encourage you to save and to invest an annual allowance of some 36,000 rand that you can invest tax-free. Well, to find out how to take advantage of tax-free investments, I'm joined by Sisandile Sakido, who's head of retail investments at Nedbank. Sisandile, welcome.
Hi there. Thank you very much for having me, Michael.
Now, what have you as a bank seen in terms of people's spending and savings patterns over the last year, considering that we're still dealing with the pandemic and so many people either saw their jobs wither away or took big pay cuts?
So it was in the recent McKinsey, I think, survey around spending behavior changes in South Africa that indicated about 79% of people in South Africa have adopted kind of new cost-saving behaviors. And these range from not shopping at certain retailers, so changing shopping behavior. I was actually recently reading a basket comparison. So what your basket will cost you at one retailer, your grocery basket will cost you at one retailer versus another on business tech. And I think a lot of South Africans are now looking at price tags a little bit more closely and definitely a little bit more. I think a lot of individuals have also moved to online shopping, and on there, there's various retailers who are online, and you're then able to look at various price tags and look at various price ranges or discounts that you can then get from that particular retailer. So I think people are really looking at what it's costing them, what they are getting out of what they're paying for, and people are really, really assigning their buck to what matters.
Mm. And I think what the crisis has certainly done is bring to the fore the need to have some kind of emergency fund, to have a savings and investment fund for emergencies, for rainy days. And I think often when we think of these tax-free accounts, we think of them because they are sold as tax-free savings accounts, or they called very often tax-free savings accounts. But in my book, that's really a bit of a waste of your tax-free allowance, because if you think about that 36,000 rand that you can invest in a year, the amount of interest that you're going to earn on that is actually quite paltry. We already, as individuals, get just under 24,000 rand per tax year of interest without having to pay tax on it. So really, what you should be doing is looking at how you can use this to invest in. What tax-free investments would you suggest listeners take advantage of?
It really does depend, Michael, on where you are in your investment journey, also how old you are, how much risk you're willing to take, right? So in my portfolio, for instance, we do on-balance sheet investments. So definitely you're going to get, you see a smaller yield in most times, and especially in our current downward kind of rate cycle, particularly notice products, which are your tax-free savings accounts, where you do earn a minimal kind of interest rate, whereas you could earn more in a unitized product. So in a unit trust, you probably will be earning more in this period. Rewind about a year and a half ago, I had clients coming to me saying, why didn't you tell me about this great rate that you're offering on a tax-free fixed deposit? Because I've actually lost money in a unitized trust. So it's very important for any client to say, look at your current journey. Look at how old you are. Look at how much risk you're willing to take. Mm-hmm. How much time you have, you can align that to your risk. So if you're starting out and you're pretty young, and I'm going to speak about myself. I'm fairly young. And by young, I do mean I'm 35. So I've got some
That's
time.
You're still a babe. That is just learning to walk in investment terms, is ideally. You've got a lot of time, and you can stomach a bit more risk.
I can indeed. And because I've got time to be patient with the markets, right? However, someone who's, say, 10, 15, 20 years older than me, looking at the same kind of investment vehicle, saying, I've got 15 years to put money away at 36,000 Rand a year. I will get to then to my 500,000 or just under 15 years, about 14 and a bit now. I've got this time, but I'm tight on this time and I may not recover. And you're a little more risk averse, I would direct you to an on-balance sheet type of investment. But if you do have the time, you've got to be patient. I've also told a lot of our clients who say, what am I meant to do? I'm losing so much money, whether I'm in unitized trusts or I'm in equities or whatever it is, I'm losing money. Leave it alone. Pretend you can't even see it because you've already lost the money now. There's no point in now losing more money and pulling out the little bit that you've got. You have to be patient. You have to wait things out. And like I'm saying, if your risk appetite is higher, then you want to look at things that are a little bit more riskier but will give you higher returns.
And that is so important to understand your own risk tolerance, your own stage that you're on in terms of your financial journey, because no two journeys are exactly alike.
100%.
Can you just share some ways in which consumers can best use the tax-free savings account facility? So that's on the investment side. What would you suggest on the savings account side?
So I say this to anyone who listen. If you don't have a tax-free savings, whether it's a tax-free savings or a tax-free fixed deposit or a tax-free unit trust, if you don't have one in your investment portfolio, what are you doing? This is right up there with contributing as much as you can into your RA to avoid tax. There aren't many investments that are going to give you returns without you having to pay tax on it. Okay, so obviously if you stay within the threshold. So one, max out your contribution as much as you can. No, things are difficult, but if you are able to invest at 36,000, please, and it is a long-term view, so you're not trying to invest because you want to, do something with this money in the next 5 years. It's a long-term view. This is for your future. This is for your retirement. Max out your contribution every single year. Also, keep a schedule. You know, understand how much you kind of placed in this account. And if you do have two of the same, you've got maybe 15,000 in a tax-free fixed deposit and one in a tax-free and you're building your capital in a tax-free savings. Keep a schedule. Understand that if you reach the threshold, if you go more than the threshold, you will be penalized at 40% on the additional contribution that you have.
And that is hugely punitive. So important to bear that in mind. And then just lastly, what I like about these is if you, like me, are a little bit more advanced in your journey and you've got children, you can open these in your children's name as well.
If I can tell you, I say this to my sisters, my sister around my niece and my nephew all the time. And I'm also in a position where I'm planning to have a family. And I think it's a great way to give gifts. I know gifts are amazing, but they're so expensive. I look at having to pay to buy gifts for my niece and my nephew, and I'm like, no, I'll put this in an investment for you. They don't really like it, and I have to kind of bribe them with a chocolate. But I understand the end game. So rather than buying, I went into some toy store in Sandton, and we were buying a gift for a friend of a friend, and this gift was around 800 Rand. Like, in a week's time, they won't even know where this thing is.
Yeah.
Why not put that 800 Rand towards something that in their future is going to pay them back?
I think that is a great bit of advice.
To your point, rather than some plastic junk. Every individual has their own kind of tax-free allocation, and you can, for as many children as you have, they can each have a tax-free fixed deposit. Whether it's your nephew or your niece or a grandchild, you can open one on their behalf.
And then it experiences the eighth wonder of the world, the wonder of compounding over that extended period, because you've started them on that journey very early on. I wish someone had done that for me when I was just learning to walk. Sizandile, thank you very much. I think some great guidelines for making your tax-free investments go further during hard times. Take care.